For fish's sake, the Avenue of the Giants remains closed to traffic due to delayed construction aimed to improve salmonoid passage in Fish Creek, north of Phillipsville. The Fish Creek project began during the summer last year and was originally slated to be completed in September of that year. However, supply chain issues and weather delays have led to the closure of Highway 254 for nearly a year, an inconvenience for residents and tourists, and a loss of business for those on the south end of the avenue. KMUD News spoke with Miles Cochran, Public Information Officer for Caltrans District 1, last fall when hopes of a fall completion were still high.
We're talking about the Fish Creek project along beautiful Route 254 between Phillipsville and Miranda, an area known as Avenue of the Giants with incredible forest views. And what we are doing is removing a culvert there and replacing it with a bridge, which is going to help the fish. That's actually going to eliminate a significant barrier for fish. This project is a significant one because at this location, it was identified as one of the most important places in Northern California to remove barriers for fish. And so this new project is pretty wonderful, actually. It's going to add over 2 miles of habitat for fish, which is just incredible. You know, it's a beautiful spot there in Avenue of the Giants. It's near the Eel River. It's a big tourist destination. We definitely want our wildlife to do well there. And, you know, moving this project forward, it required a lot of collaboration. You know, it's within a state park. And there's old growth redwoods there. And, you know, it takes a lot of planning whenever you have those elements involved. And the community was actually pretty, really supportive as well. And we just want to thank everybody for their support so that we could do this for the fish. You know, the community, the residents, the nearby businesses, we thank them for their patience because these are really vital improvements. And it's wonderful for our Humboldt community.
The box culvert, originally built in 1919, was removed as it was enabling sediment buildup and impeding fish passage, two critical issues impacting the ecological health of the South Fork Eel River tributary.
I mean, it was one of Caltrans District 1's top fish passage priorities since 2005, so being able to do that project has been wonderful.
To delve deeper into the need for this project and the health of Fish Creek, KMUD News sat down with fish biologist and managing director of the Eel River Recovery Project, Pat Higgins, who has studied the three creeks north of the south entrance to the Avenue of the Giants.
All three have too much sediment being transported. The terrain is extremely steep in their headwaters. And I suspect that some patterns of disturbance, likely roads, and then the roads on the wrong night fail, and then a whole bunch of sediment comes down. And so then you can have a little box culvert that's working fine for Fish Creek. And the next thing you know, it's stuffed and it's blowing over the road. A couple things going on there. Too much dirt. And any civilization that blows dirt out the tailpipes does not endure. The other thing that happens if you have high road densities or a lot of compacted area from tractors or a lot of gullies on the hill slopes and grasslands, you're going to get all your water all at once. It's going to rain really hard. And now we know it rains harder than it used to. And we can look forward to crazy numbers like we've been seeing on the East Coast of like 12 inches in a few hours. That it's hard to prepare for that. But right now what we have with Fish Creek is the bridge that used to be big enough to pass the sediment and the water is no longer big enough. So they have to increase the size of the culvert and the bridge in order to accommodate the new flow and sediment that in combination really present a major flood risk. When you have 2 or 3 feet of the bed in Fish Creek that's mobile, as well as, you know, 10 or 15 feet of water on top of it, there's no place for the water to go. So it jumps out, floods the channels, blows over the road. That's kind of my understanding of how those systems are working and why such a change in culvert size might be necessitated.
Quenching rain of winter when mixed with soil erosion leads to sediment and an unhealthy environment for fish reproduction.
So the salmon and steelhead, lamprey eels, a lot of the critters in the Eel, they were tuned to clean creeks. So they come in and, you know, why are they taking all the trouble to bury their eggs in the gravel? I mean, that's a crazy life history. It's because the eggs are sushi and everything wants to eat them. So they bury them in the gravel, which for a time immemorial was a good strategy. I mean, they proliferated. They were the most abundant, you know, the eel ranked with the top rivers in the world. But if you have sediment, then the sediment, when the water comes up and it's brown, it's got suspended sediment. And the salmon build their nest so that it sucks that water down into a nest. And so you're sucking fine sediment down into the nest. It can coat the eggs. It can clog the interstitial pores in the creek, cause the eggs to suffocate. What used to be pretty rock solid in terms of like a strategy for the fish to spawn, and now it's a crapshoot in some tributaries.
Though Caltrans's Fish Creek project will be beneficial to the health of the tributary, Higgins says it is not a fix-all, with Eel River fish species ignoring it until the sediment equilibrium and a healthy ecosystem can be achieved.
So when fish come up to Fish Creek, and it wasn't named Fish Creek because of salamanders, more than likely, on most days, they're going, no, I don't want to go in here. Salmon Creek, unfortunately, is in a similar or even greater state of disequilibrium with huge amounts of sediment coming out. And you can see this by the mouth. If you go to the tributary mouths like Oman or Fish, you'll see they're spread out all over the place. And then they dump all this gravel. And then what happens in late summer? Oh, the creek disappears there. Not necessarily because there's no water, although stressed watershed conditions with the road densities and like that, and forests that are too dense, they're not going to give you the same amount of water in summer. But whatever water is there will slip into those deltas, and then you have to dig for it.
In the process of helping fish passage, residents and tourists have had to detour on Highway 101 to access parts of the Avenue of the Giants. Residents north of Phillipsville must take a long detour to reach their post office that lies on the other side of the closure. Tourists heading north, wanting to travel the famous avenue through the towering redwoods, now must access the avenue just south of Miranda before heading north, cutting off the southern portion of the trip. The detour has impacted business for the Chimney Tree, a small burger stand near the south entrance of the Avenue of the Giants. Chimney Tree manager Milo Jimenez said,
"We have a really slow season last year and also this year."
The seasonal restaurant is typically open from April through October. Construction began last summer during the business's busiest time when tourists take in the sights along the avenue, leading to a slow season. Now, as the business opens again, they're faced with the ongoing impacts from the delayed completion of the Fish Creek project.
"I've been waiting for a long time to they can be done."
Cochrane is well aware of the sacrifices residents and businesses have made as construction impedes normal flow, as the benefits to the fish species of the eel are prioritized.
"Really do appreciate the patience that everyone has had to put into using that detour on 101 going around the closure of that Fish Creek Bridge. And really that project, it exists solely for the fish."
Though roads are beneficial to human connectivity and the completion of this project is eagerly awaited, they can be detrimental to fish. In the Fish Creek project, Caltrans is trying to improve fish passage while maintaining critical transportation infrastructure. Roads that are not managed properly can contribute to increased sediment and poor creek health. Higgins encouraged private property owners to help their local waterways by being good land stewards, with road management being a great way to invest in local river health.
"But, you know, the original design for many roads was for logging, and they were not meant to be permanent. So now, yeah, I need to outslope roads so that the water comes off the road and goes back in the hill slope. The longer your inboard ditch is, the higher the peak discharge is going to be coming out of the culvert, and the more likelihood you're going to blow a hole in the hill somewhere. So you want your roads, and it costs more to kind of re-engineer your road to where it doesn't have the problems of the inboard ditches But then your maintenance is a lot less. You may only have to go in there every 5 years. So to get the online, you can get the Pacific Watershed Associates Forest and Ranch Road Handbook. And it's beautifully illustrated and it's easy to read if you have interest. And everybody should be a student of roads.
Fish Creek, unfortunately, is not the only creek in the Eel River watershed in need of help. Though substantial restoration work has happened south of the Humboldt-Mendocino County line, several creeks north of the county line are not ecologically functional, Higgins claimed.
Unfortunately, you don't have good ecological health in most of the creeks in that reach. Sproul still has ecological function. Redwood Creek has patches of ecological function, and it's a lot of effort in restoring Redwood Creek. But a lot of these other watersheds, we haven't paid enough attention to them, and they have significant problems. And then it poses a challenge in restoration. Because if you're going to restore things, the first thing you have to do is go get those creeks that still have some function. And if they still have some function, and they're right next to other creeks that are like refugia, that are source populations, then that's where you need to restore.
Though with good land stewardship and a collaborative effort between private and public land management, hope is not lost for Fish Creek or those like it.
Time heals all wounds, they say. Not all. But then, you know, then the fish will show you, and they'll swim up there when things have resorted. It's quite possible that there are tributaries to Fish Creek that are still fully functional. There may be patches of headwater streams or benches up in there, and some landowners are better than others, or some, you know, past logging has been less active. And so if there's functional patches, they'll find them. And it's possible that there's even like native trout up in there. So Fish Creek, it's impaired right now. It's got too much sediment for optimal salmon production. It goes away in the summer, so it doesn't have rearing habitat for the fish. And that is the dual problem of altered watershed hydrology and excess sediment. So it's going to take some work to get Fish Creek back to where it's you know, lives up to its name.
And Mother Nature should never be counted out.
I guess I would say that every time I underestimate the resilience of nature, I generally am humbled, and that these watersheds kind of in their equilibrium are inclined to produce lots of fish.
As Caltrans works to improve access for both the fish and people, a mid-construction discovery of another impacted species altered Caltrans's construction plan and further delays.
Absolutely. So the initial design of that project, and I'm so glad that they caught this, but the initial design did not take into the account the redwood root systems at three of the four corners. For, you know, the bridge abutment wing walls. And so they caught it before we started working on it. And I'm glad that they did, because we highly value our natural resources and our redwoods. And so the delay is related to protecting redwood root systems, and the change was made due to protect redwood root systems.
Cochran shared in an interview with KMUD today that he feels confident in saying that the avenue will be open for traffic by mid-June. Until then, those wanting to patronize the Chimney Tree can take the Hooker Creek exit and stop by the charming roadside restaurant Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. For KMUD News, I'm Lisa Music.